So we're talking to Andre de Freitas, the Executive Director of FSC. Andre, this is not your first General Assembly, but your first as Executive Director, I think. How do you feel it's going?
I feel it's going very well up to now. There's a very good atmosphere, and the different stakeholders are being able to build the necessary compromise for things to be improved. My concern only is that the FSC needs very clear priorities, and we're getting a lot of different signals from of things to do from our membership, and I'm afraid that might make us lose our focus.
Yeah, and this ties in with Alan Knight's presentation at the Forest Conference, where he really stressed, I think, the need for these priorities. And, you know, I share your concerns, and I'm not sure what we're going to do about it.
Well, I believe it's an impossible task for me and the Secretariat to prioritize on our own. I mean, it's just a battle we cannot win. We always make someone unhappy. So I think my opinion is that really it's up to the board and to take the leadership and prioritize the motions that come out and approve those and approve our work plans reflect those.
Some good motions passed on the governance review. I hope that will help you. I mean, I know there has been issues in the past with the board coming down to do the micromanagement. It seems that with the governance review and just the general direction the board's taking, that there's a recognition of that and there's a desire to pull back and let you guys get on with it and set you clear directions. I hope the board can do that. But, I mean, these are important motions for you.
They're very important. I think the motion, especially on the strategic role of the board, is the membership ratified something that the board is already, direction of the board is already is going. They're moving to that direction already. And it's great to have the membership just ratifying this direction. I think it also helps that we get a strong signal that we need to formalize and better build our relationship with the network. Our relationship today is not clear in terms of rights and responsibilities, and I think that's a key element in going ahead with FSC.
And some other big issues covered. We've got the control wood motions gone through. We've got the certification bodies. A lot of motions about ASI. A lot of concern, I think, about ASI being under-resourced. That seems to be a theme of the GA.
Yeah, it is. And it's something that's already reflected in next year's budget. The ASI has all the resources they need to operate for next year. They have an issue of staffing, which they have to work on, and Hubert is working on it. But in terms of financial resources, we're very clear that ASI is priority. So we have, I would say that FSC has two big priorities for the next 2 or 3 years. One is putting adequate resources into accreditation and getting our credibility back on track. And the other one is really generating more resources and bringing more resources into the system.
And you've got a plan to do that, what with the new global development company, and we heard a bit about that. And just your own work in terms of your accreditation fees. And, you know, you gave some positive indication that whilst, you know, it's great to have donor money and you could do with more of it, actually the FSC is starting to pay for itself now through its own work. I think that's a good sign too.
I believe that's key, actually. It's actually just strengthens FSC's credibility. And FSC, as FSC provides more value for companies, and it's all about that, providing value for companies but also other stakeholders, that it should be able to maintain itself and support its activities largely on its own revenues.
Well, good luck. I think you had a lot to do before you got here, Andre, and you've got probably even more to do now with these new motions. But, you know, I think one thing that's clear is you've got a lot of support from the FSC network, and I think the GA has gone great. So congratulations to you on that. And we certainly look forward to supporting you going forward.
Thank you very much, Scott. It's appreciated.
Thanks, Andre.